Good morning. Today's daf in Tanis is Gimel. We are in Beis Amud Beis. We are going to be starting this morning from the first wide line. There are a couple of the lines progressively get wider, but we are at the first series of wide lines. Basically, six, seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. And we're going to start again back from Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra, this second daf of the Masechta. Masechta Tanis opens up with a discussion of when is the time to start Mashiv Baruch Hamer Degashem, the second bracha Shemone Esrei. So in the bracha of Gevura, Kadosh Baruch Hu's strength. So there are times in the year when we insert the words Mashiv Baruch Hamer Degashem, and there are times when they're omitted. So, and that, of course, is when we need rain. In Eretz Yisrael, so rain, the rainy season begins Sukkos. And basically, it's from Sukkos to Nisan. So now that we have a general idea of when the rain, when the rain season begins and when we'd like the rain to begin, so when do we start petitioning? So that's a wonderful question. And as we pointed out yesterday, so there are two steps of the petitioning. There is one, the insertion of Mashiv Baruch Hamer Degashem in the second bracha, and there's also the insertion of the Saint Talamat Levracha in the ninth bracha. Now, there's a big difference between the second bracha and the ninth bracha. Ninth bracha, so that's a formal bakasha that we're petitioning. That's a request. In the second bracha, so that's shevach. So, so there is that distinction to be made. And yesterday, what we did is saw a machlokus between the Tanaim in terms of when is the appropriate time to actually begin inserting Mashiv Baruch Hamer Degashem. So we saw in the Mishnah two opinions, that of Rabbi Eliezer and that of Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Eliezer says, so when Sukkah starts, meaning when Sukkah starts, so that's the beginning of the season, of the rain season. So as, then add the words, Mashiv Baruch Hamer Degashem. So basically day one of Sukkah. And Rabbi Yoshua says, look, in principle, I love the idea. On the other hand, we don't want rain on Sukkah. So rain on Sukkah is a siman klala, as per the Gemara back in Sukkah. And so so we're really going to be asking for rain, and we don't want rain. So so don't ask, but rather wait for Sukkah to be over. So in the Mishnah, so Rabbi Yoshua said, Shemini Atzeres, when Shemini Atzeres rolls around, good, now's the right time to ask for rain. So those are the two positions that we saw, the back and forth in the Mishnah, and yesterday we had a back and forth in the Braisa. So so we saw already two opinions in terms of when is the appropriate time to start with the Mashiv Baruch Hamer Degashem. That was all as per yesterday's daf. We continue today, and we're going to introduce ourselves to other positions regarding when to begin. So Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra, so we're going to be starting, I'm sorry, yeah, Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra, Omer B'Shein B'Chag, who am asking. So Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra, so this is now going to be a third cheetah. So when we saw this yesterday cited in a Braisa, the Gemara now is just going to go back and revisit his position. So he says that you should be saying it on day number two. Day number two, that's a funny time to start. So my time at the Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra, to tell you, we learned in a Braisa. Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra, Omer, actually before we continue, there's one other point that I'd like to revisit from yesterday, just in terms of a basic point that requires consideration. Why is the rain season starting in Sukkot's time? So that was the Gemara's question that we asked yesterday, and it can be connected to one of two possible mitzvahs. Either it could be connected to the Dal Minim, right? Rain and Dal Minim are connected. Number one, the Na'anuin, we made both these points yesterday. The Na'anuin of the Dal Minim are there to represent the Ruchos and the weather and the petitioning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this season should be a good season. That's one possibility, or its connection is to Nisach HaMayim. Mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, which we're going to be discussing extensively in the beginning of today's daf, so where we take water and we pour it on the Mizbeach for the 7, maybe 8 days of Sukkos, right? That machlokus we saw back in Sukkah, we're going to touch it on it again a little bit later on this morning, and so maybe the rain is connected to Nisach HaMayim. So those are the questions that we asked yesterday. Lamai Nafkamina, when do I start Mashiv Baruch Hamer Degashem? Again, all this is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Right, if we just can, for a moment, just try to get everything organized. Meaning Rav Yehoshua says that we start not on Sukkos, but we start after Sukkos, i.e. on Shemini Atzeres. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, which mitzvah is it more connected to? If it's connected to, this is all as per the Gemara yesterday, if it's more connected to Lulav, so the mitzvah of Lulav only starts on the first day. And if it's connected to Nisuch HaMayim, it starts the night prior. And Rashi yesterday really did try to struggle, he struggled in terms of what does that mean, Nisuch HaMayim starts the night prior. Nisuch HaMayim also is done during the day. It's not done at night. So Rashi says maybe we're talking about the milui, the drawing of the water, which is done the night prior. Okay. Anyway, so if you subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer, where it starts in the beginning, so then it really is a question of whether it's connected to the mitzvah of Dal Minim or it's connected to Nisuch HaMayim. Good. Just one other point that we're going to, that we reviewed. And as we will see momentarily, it's going to play a role in the beginning of today's daf. So good. So now let's begin. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseram, Rabbi Shen b'chagum maskir. So you're starting now on day number two. So again, this is another shita. This is obviously not Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Yeshua, another shita. So my time into Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseram, the Gemara says, good. Now can we gain a little bit of understanding? What's so significant about number two? Detanya, well, into the price, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseram, Renam Rabbi Shen, Meniskehem, Renam Rabbi Shishi, Venesachaha, Renam Rabbi Shri, Kemishbatam, Hare Mem Yud Mem, Hare Kan Mayim. So we have the encryption of the word Mayim. You look at the 7 days of Sukkot, and you'll see basically repetition of you'll bring these karbanos on the first day, on the second day. Now there is repetition, but there is a little bit of variation, and that comes in terms of the parim. On day number one, it's 13 parim. On day number two, it's 12 parim. And we did all this back in the fifth parak of Sukkot. But meanwhile, amongst the repetitive psukim. So what you're going to find over there is an extra mem cited on day number two, an extra yud cited on day number six, and an extra mem cited on day number seven. And so now you take out those three letters and you got mayim. Ah, so what do you see over there? So encoded in the Torah, you have the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. Now, so mikan remez l'nisuch hamayim in the Torah, mayishna b'sheni denakat. So the Gemara says, good. So how does that help us? Meaning Rav Yehuda ben Beseram says you're going to be starting with the mashiv haruach on day number two. Why? So because the Nisuch HaMayim begins on day number two. Nisuch HaMayim begins on day number two. Why day number two? So the Gemara goes on to explain. According to Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, Dechi Remiza Lohu Bekra, B'Sheni Hu DeRemiza. Because the Remez begins on day number two. So in other words, we're really looking at the Remez as much more than just, hey, this is something which, you know, it's nice. It's, you know, I could see Mayim in the Pesukim. According to Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, it's more than just nice. Meaning it really is the source of Nisuch HaMayim. And since the Remez only begins on day number two, therefore, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim begins on day number two. Therefore, Mashiv Aruch HaMored HaGashem starts on day number two. So Hilkach B'Sheni Mat Karinan. Okay, good. So that is all as per the sheet of Rav Yehuda ben Becerra. Rabbi Kiva Omer Bishishi Bechagu Maskir. Here we are now with a fourth shita. Right? We saw two yesterday in the Mishnah. We saw two in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, we just went over. And now we're going to go over the shita Rabbi Kiva, which is starting day number six. Day number six, Shenem Rabbi Shishi Unisacheha. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, what happened on day number six? So you open up once again back to the Pesukim in Parshas Penchas. And what we find over there, instead of saying the word Viniska, it says Unisacheha. And its libations, or maybe better stated, and their libations. Okay, whatever. B'sheni nisuchim akasav medaber. So you know what happens now on day six, sir? There's going to be not one nisuch, but two nisuchim. So echa nisuch hamayim v'echa nisuch hayayin. And that's where we're going to be introducing now an additional nisuch as opposed to the standard nisuch hayayin that comes together with all carbon seabor. There's an additional one as well, and that's, of course, nisuch hamayim. So Rabbi Kiva also is teasing out the mitzvah from the pasuk itself. But he's not generating it through the mem yud mem, but rather it's from the nisacha, which is an allusion to a double nisuch, and that, of course, is mentioned in day number six. Ve'ema tarvayu dechamra. The Gemara says, look, all we get from the pasuk is that there's a double nisuch. I don't know. Maybe we'll do nisuch, and then we'll do nisuch again. And both of them will be with wine. And the Gemara says, no. Sevelak Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Akiva is also using the remez of Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, the mem yud mem. Da'ama remiza maya. So he's of luck Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, name a kavase. So the Gemara says, okay. So if Rabbi Akiva needs the mem yud mem of Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, so you know where the mem yud mem starts. It starts on day number two. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva have nisuch hamayim start on day number two? The Gemara says no. Kasav Rabbi Akiva ki ksiv nisuch chiser b'shishi u'dichsiv. No. Rabbi Akiva says, look, in terms of where I'm really generating the halacha is being generated from the unisacheha, the double nisuch. The mayim is just there to tell me that the second nisuch is going to be water, not wine. But in terms of what is actually generating the halacha, it's coming from unisacheha. I just need the mem yud mem to tell me that the second one is water, not wine. Okay. Tanya. We are on Gimel Amud Aleph. We're three lines down. So we have just unpackaged the four different opinions on when you should be starting Mashiv Aruch HaMored HaGashem. So the two in the Mishnah, it's either going to be starting on day number one or on day number eight. The two of the Braisa, Rav Yehuda ben Becerra and Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yehuda ben Becerra starts on day number two because that's where the Remez of Mayim begins. and it is connected, obviously, to Nisuch HaMayim. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the Mashiv Aruch HaMerid HaGeshem is going to be starting on day 6 because for him, the Nisuch HaMayim begins on day number 6 because that's where it's generated from the Pasuk itself. Tanya. With that stated now, we are in a Braisa. We're starting a Braisa, Rabbi Nasan Omer. So here in this pasuk, now this pasuk is in reference to the Karban Tamid, but what we have over here is a bit of an anomaly, right? There's something strange out of that pasuk. It says Hasech Nesach. So there is Nisuch and then there's Nisuch. So there actually is a reference to two Nisuchim. So Echa Nisuch Hamayim, Echa Nisuch Hayayin. One's a reference to Nisuch Hamayim, the other one's a reference to Nisuch Hayayin. Okay, good. So we have an additional. A double nisuch of wine. So, im kein licht of kra, oh, hasech, hasech, oh, nesech, nesech. Sorry. So to which the Gemara says, if it would have said, if it would have repeated the word hasech, hasech, or nesech, nesech, so then I'll give it to you. Then you're right. Then it's double wine, but it doesn't. My hasech nesech shamas minachad amay v'chad achamra. Okay, so the Gemara says so the double language over there, one for wine, one for water, and the fact that it's not repeating the same word, so it's not the same liquid that's going down. Again, more ramazim elahadidnan. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's get this straight. Some tanaim have the mitzvah begin on day 2. Some tanaim have the mitzvah beginning on day 6. Okay, so pray tell. Who is going to be of the opinion that Nisuch HaMayim is going to be 7 days of Sukkot? And that's the Mishnah Sukkah. The Gemara here quotes it. Elahadidnan. So we now turn back to the Mishnah Sukkah. Nisuch HaMayim, Kol Zion, that Nisuch HaMayim is going to be 7 days. That's the opening Mishnah of the fourth parak of Sukkah. So money. So the Gemara says, can we identify who is that, who's at that position? E Rabbi Yehoshua name Echad Yuma. So according to Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa from yesterday, so it's going to be 1 day. And E Rabbi Kiva Trei Yuma. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's 2 days. Because remember, according to Rabbi Kiva, Nisuch HaMayim starts on day 6. So it'll just be day 6 and 7. And E Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra Shisa Yuma. According to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra, Nisuch HaMayim is going to be 6 days. So where are we right now where the Mishnah in Sukkah says very flatly that Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days. And meanwhile, I've met all the Tanaim and I've met their positions and so far we've yet to see a Tana who says that's going to be 7 days. So the Gemara says, Lolam Rav Yehuda ben Biserihi. So the Gemara says, well, no, maybe it's Rav Yehuda ben Bisera. So if it's really Rav Yehuda de Masnisa and Didnan, and maybe Rav Yehuda ben Bisera, I could put him together with Rav Yehuda of a Mishnah. And if I take those two sheets and I put them together, so I'm going to get to the number 7. Well, how does that work? So it's going to be a little bit complicated, but Didnan, we learned to the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Amar Belog Hayamanasech Kol Shmona. So according to Shita Rav Yehuda, so the amount that you are doing Nisuch is going to be a full lug, as opposed to the Tanakama, the Mishnah, who says that's 3 lugin. So it's going to be just 1 lug. And on top of that, it's going to be 8 days. So according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now here's what we'll do for Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. So now we'll take the upper limit of Rabbi Yehuda. I know this part's a little bit confusing. We'll take the upper limit of Rabbi Yehuda, which is day 8. And we'll just simply assume that Rav Yehuda ben Becerra subscribes to that day number 8. So now we're starting day number 2. We go to day number 8. And so that gives us the number 7. Okay. So, and that Gemara says, Umapik Rishon Amai Oshmini. Okay. And that's how we'll get to 7 days. The Gemara says, Umay Shna Rishon Delo. So the Gemara says, okay. So again, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. So you're telling me that Nisuch HaMayim does not start on day 1. Why? So the Gemara says, because remember, the Ramazim don't start till day number 2. The Mem of Mayim only begins on day number 2. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'm gonna paint you in a corner. So Shmini Nami, Ki Remizi Mayim B'Shvini Hu D'Remizi. Well, if everything is based on the Ramazim, well, where's the second Mem? The second Mem is coming out from day number 7. Oh, so Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra has our first Rem is on day number 2, our last Rem is on day number 7, and so therefore it's only from 2 to 7, that's 6 days, it's not 7 days. So Ella, so the Gemara says, okay, you got me. So we're looking for the author of that opinion, that Stam Mishnah Sukkah that says that Nisuch HaMayim is 7 days. And so far, I'll tell you who it's not. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. It's not Rabbi Akiva, right? It's not whatever. It's not the Tanaim that we just described. So Ella Rabbi Yehoshua, So it's the shita of Rabbi Yoshua. Now Rabbi Yoshua was of the opinion that when do I start Mashiv Erechemer to Gashem? So I start on Shemina Atzeres. Okay, now there is a brace in yesterday's daf that we said that he says start on day number 7. But okay, we're going to come back to that. But according to Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, it starts on the last day of Sukkot, otherwise known as Shemini Atzeres. And what we're going to have to say is that the Mashiv Erechemer to Gashem has nothing to do with Nisa Chamayim. Where does Rabbi Yeshua learn the halacha of Nisa Chamayim? The answer is not from any pasuk, not even from a remez. It is what we call halacha lemoshe misinai, and the Gemara makes exactly that point. El Rabbi Yeshua, he even Nisa Chamayim kol shiva hilchasa gemirila. It is simply halacha lemoshe misinai. Damar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Nechunya ish bikas beis chorasan. Eser netias harav of Nisa Chamayim halacha lemoshe misinai. So there are three halachas that are grouped together. Why specifically these three halachas are grouped together? So the Gemara doesn't give an explanation, but but these three halachas are all halacha lemoshe misinai, meaning to say that there's no source of it in the actual Torah itself, Torah Shebichsav, and you're not even going to find a remez to it. But still, it's a halacha lemoshe misinai, meaning it's a din da araisa, and it's part of the Masorah, it's part of the tradition that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And for now, with forgiveness, so I'm not going to go through what a Rava is and what the Asara, the Eser Netios are, but there are other halach lamoshe misinais, but included, incorporated in that grouping is going to be Nisa Chamayim. And basically what the Gemara comes out now is that according to Rabbi Yoshua, the mentioning, the referencing of Mashiv Erechemer to Gashem has simply nothing to do with Nisa Chamayim. And so Nisa Chamayim is a halach lamoshe misinai, not generated from any psukim, not even a remez in any of the psukim. And therefore, and he'll subscribe now to the idea that Nisa Chamayim is 7 days. The Mishnah Sukkah that says that it's 7 days, yeah. Because it's not tied to any pasuk. And it's simply a halach lamoshe misinai. And part and parcel of the halach lamoshe misinai is that you do it for 7 days. Okay, good. Yeah, where we stand right now, okay, it's a fair question. And I'm just going to repeat Danny's question. So where we stand right now is that we have a halach lamoshe misinai and it seems to be open for a debate. Meaning, number one, the halacha Moshe Misina is informing us how many days, 7 days or 8 days. So it's a machlokus in the Mishnah and Sukkah, as we just learned together. So that's a little bit strange. Also, what's a little bit strange is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, this halacha is totally halacha Moshe Misina, and according to all the other Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra, Rabbi Akiva, right, according to the other Tanaim, so there is remazim and a smach in the Torah that gets us to this halacha. So they're arguing on whether or not this is a pure halacha Moshe Misina. And then just to compound the problem, I'm creating more problems than solutions. And then just to compound the problem, so the Rambam writes very clearly that when you have a halacha lemoshe misinai, it's not open for a debate. There's no machlokas. Meaning a machlokas is going to be by, let's say, for example, yud gimel midosh atorne joshas b'hem. So when we have kal v'chomer, so there we can litigate and we can argue in terms of whether that's a sound argument. That's not a sound argument. That happens in the Gemara all the time. But halacha lemoshe misinai, the Rambam writes, they're not going to have a machlokas. And meanwhile, we spent the first 18 minutes of today's shiur going over machlokas in terms of where we're learning out the halach of Nisa Chamayim. Okay, so it is problematic. Certainly, I'm sure there are approaches in terms of how to resolve. Okay, I'm sorry, I created more problems than solved. Let's go on. I mean, there were a number of them were Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra for sure. Okay, good. Okay, and they saw it, and they was there, and okay, that's a right. And certain things are just slightly inexplicable in terms of how it turned into a machlokas, right? Should I be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So you don't think that they had tefillin and they had Chol HaMoed since Matan Torah? Okay, these things turn into whatever galus and galus. The galus is the best answer. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, so the Gemara now quotes a brisa. We're right in the middle of Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, however, lifnei ateva b'yom tov achron shel chag. So let's say you get up for the, you're davening for the Amud on the last day, which what we call Shemini Atzeres. So achron maskir, so the last person, so he's going to be maskir, and arishon in a maskir, but the Baal Shachris is not going to say it, meaning the Baal Musaf will say it, but not the Baal Shachris. B'yom tov arishon shel Pesach, arishon maskir achron in a maskir. And then when you get to the first day of Pesach, so just the opposite. So the Baal Shachris is going to say it, and the Baal Musaf is not going to say it. Again, the on-off switch for Mashiv Ruchim or Degashem, so it's going to be the last day of Sukkot, the first day of Pesach. And specifically, the switch is going to be flipped, so between Shacharis and Musaf. And there is a lengthier discussion, by the way, that's the halacha. And there is a lengthier discussion to be had, and it's a really important halachic discussion in terms of when exactly, meaning we do now know that Shacharis, no Musaf yet, yes. Is it going to be now for Musaf? So Musaf really doesn't start with the Sheikh Sibra, Musaf starts with us. Meaning first we say the silent Shemona Esrei, and then Musaf gets repeated. So then let's say, for example, on Shemini Atzeres. So does that mean now that we are going to be saying it on Musaf? Okay, so the Rishonim deliberate that issue. And it's an important discussion, and we're just simply not going to have it right now, but it's a really important discussion, obviously. So, hi, Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, good. So Rabbi Yehuda is quoting a Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, can we pinpoint who we're talking about over here? Elam Rabbi Yehoshua demasis and ham Rabbi Yom Tavachim Shochag humaskir. So look, the Rabbi Yehoshua of our Mishnah, so he says that Yom Tov Achron Shachag, so that's when you're maskir. And presumably not the distinction to be made between Shachar and Musaf. And El Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa, maybe it's Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa. So this takes us back to yesterday's daf and on the Amud Beis. So you could look at yesterday's daf about a third of the way down. So there, the sheet of Rabbi Yehoshua. But that's the Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa. But the Gemara now notes that it's not identical to Rabbi Yehoshua of our Mishnah. All right, I'm not sure if I really spelled this out yesterday, but certainly not too late. So Hamra Mishas Hanachto. Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa yesterday said, Mishas Hanachto. The last day that you're taking your Dalaminim. Your last day you're taking Dalaminim, that's day number 7. So now that comes out that according to Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa, of yesterday's Braisa, so you're starting Mashiv Ruchim or Geshem, not Shmini Atzeres, but rather on what we call Hoshana Rabbah. Okay. Vesu Adetanya. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so we have a Shita. We were just introduced to Rabbi Yehoshua, and we're a little bit lost, meaning it's not identical to Rabbi Yehoshua of our Mishnah, and it's certainly not, it's close, but it's one day off from Rabbi Yehoshua of the Braisa. Okay, but one day off is still one day off, and so now we're a little bit confused. Vesuha Detanya, the Gemara says, and on top of that, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Ben Beseira. On top of that, Rabbi Yehuda quotes another Tana of Ben Beseira. And that is over lefnei ativa b'yom tov achron shochag achron maskir. So when you get up for the amud on the last day of Sukkot, otherwise known as Shmini Atzeres, so now you're going to be starting Mashiv Ruchim and Geshem. Hi Ben Beseira. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Rav Yehuda is quoting a Ben Beseira. So the Gemara says that's also confusing. Ilema Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira hamar b'sheni b'chagu maskir. Remember the beginning of today's daf. So we started off with Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira saying that you start Mashiv Ruchim or Degashem on day number 2. So, okay, so what right now we are confused. Meaning because twice Rabbi Yehuda is quoting a Tana and we can't match it up. He's quoting a Rabbi Yehoshua, no match. He's quoting a Ben Beseira, no match. So you know what? If all this confusion comes about, sometimes the easy solution is the best solution. And the Gemara here gives it. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tehebe Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. So the Gemara says, here's the solution. It's really simple. When Rabbi Yehuda was quoting a Rabbi Yehoshua, he was not quoting the standard Rabbi Yehoshua. And when Rabbi Yehuda was quoting the Ben Beseira, he wasn't quoting the standard Ben Beseira. You know who he was quoting? He was quoting another Tana altogether. His name is Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. Usually when we refer to Ben Beseira, we're referring to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. But over here, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira. And Zimnan Dekarvele B'Shmei, V'Zimnan Dekarvele B'Shmei Da'aba. Sometimes it's referred by his name, sometimes it's referred to as by his father's name. Right? Rashi says it may be a function of when he got smicha. Regardless, the point is that that it's a different Tana altogether. So now you can count this up as another opinion in terms of when to begin Mashiv Ruchim or Degashem. I'm sorry, I say Rashi, the Gemara, sorry. V'had mikame delismichu, v'halabasa delismichu. Fine. Before he got smicha, after he got smicha, in terms of how people refer to him as. Adkan. Okay, that takes us to the first part of today's daf, and a conclusion of yesterday's discussion. When do I start Mashiv Ruchim or Degashem? And the answer is machlokas. It's a major machlokas amongst the Tanaim. I think altogether we put together 5 different shitas in terms of when to begin Mashiv Ruchim or Degashem in the rainy season, either the beginning of Sukkot or the end of Sukkot or somewhere in the middle or somewhere in the end, but not at the beginning of the day. Okay, so a variation of positions in terms of when it begins. Included in that machlokus is that the mashav aruch merid hagashem is connected to what? It's connected to the mitzvah of dalaminim. It's connected to the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. Included in that discussion, that debate, when does nisuch hamayim begin? Does it begin on day one, day two, day six? So there are a lot of moving parts to this discussion, and so hence the first daf and a half of our mesechta. Okay, Tana. Okay, really now this is a break and a new discussion altogether, and that is, so what to mention, what not to mention, and what's essential. So when there are four additional words that we add, Mashiv Ruchem Redagashem. So of those four words, so what is essential? So the Gemara now is going to clarify. Tana. So when it comes to tal, do, and when it comes to ruchos, the wind, so there is no obligation to mention it. And if you want to mention it, by all means, knock yourself out. Right? Certainly you can mention it, but it's not critical. My taima. So Gemara says, okay, a little clarification. Why? Why is it not critical? So I'm Rabbi Chanina Lefi Shei Netzarim. Because it happens to be that there is no season to wind and there's no season to do. So they're year-round events, and they're going to happen. They're just simply part of the system, the part of the natural world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And so therefore, there's no need for petitioning, because unlike rain, where rain comes for half the year, rain does not come for the other half of the year. And even when the half of the year that it comes, so sometimes yes, sometimes no. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven, he wants us to petition. So it's a critical insertion into our Shemoneh Esrei. But when it comes to Ruach and when it comes to Tal, so it's just simply part of nature. It comes all year round. And no need for us to have it now as something which is essentially formulaic in our Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, so good. So how do I know that dew doesn't stop? Now, this is one of those classic moments in the Gemara where it's empirical, meaning we could just simply take a look around the world around us and see. But as the Gemara does all the time, and that is psukim, meaning that part of the establishment of reality is that we find a pasuk that speaks to this idea. So where in the psukim are we going to see this idea that dew never stops? So dichsiv, so the Gemara says, it's based on the back and forth between Eliyahu and Navi and Achav. Vayomer Eliyahu and Tishbi Matosh Ve'Gilad El Achav Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amarati Lefanav Im Yeh Hashanim Ha'Ela Tal U'Matar Ki Im Lefi Devari. So Eliyahu says, look, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a drought, right? I'm telling you there's going to be a drought. Remember yesterday we cited Tosfos, because the Gemara yesterday said that as far as the three keys are concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has them exclusively, and he never gives them out, and one of them is Geshem. And meanwhile, Tosfos pointed out yesterday that Eliyahu seems to have been given the keys of Geshem. Okay, so, and Tosfos answers the question yesterday. We went through the Tosfos yesterday. Anyway, so here it is. So Eliyahu says to Achav, so I'm telling you that Geshem's not coming, but go back to the pasuk that I just read and read it carefully. He says, you know what's going to stop? He says, Tal u'matar. So Tal, of course, is dew, and matar is rain. So the dew and the rain are going to stop. So uksiv, so it sounds like now that basically the on-off switch is both for rain and for dew. But the Gemara says, but wait one second. Keep going, reading. Go to the next perek. Uksiv, lechera el achave tena matar al pnei adama. And then he says, oh, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to bring back the rain. Okay. So, right, a clear demonstration to Achav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and not his Avodah Zarah. Okay. So, V'ilu tal lo kamar le. But a careful reading of the pasuk would certainly indicate that Eliyahu didn't say, and I'm going to bring back the dew. Do you know why? So, my taima. So, the Gemara says, we all know the answer. Mishum delo me'atzer. Because the dew never stopped. So, v'chi me'acher delo me'atzer, Eliyahu ishtabui lama le. So the Gemara says, okay, great. I have a really simple question, and that is, if the dew never stopped, so then what was Eliyahu doing in that first pasuk? In that first pasuk, it says, so that im yia hashanim ha'ela tal umatar kim lefi devari. So what is he doing making mention to tal if, in fact, the tal never stopped? So hachi kamerle, afilo tal debracha nami lo asi. So what Eliyahu was saying is that, look, there's dew and then there's dew. Right, with a capital D and a lowercase d. So there's what's called tal de bracha. So tal de bracha is dew that basically it helps. It helps the land. It softens the earth. It creates more fertility. And then there's just the what we would call, I guess, standard dew, which doesn't right? Pun intended, which doesn't do a lot. Okay, thank you very much. I'm here. I'm here for all your dad jokes. So the ula hadre latal de bracha. So the Gemara says, okay. So fine. So he was referring to tal de bracha, meaning that there's some sort of standard tal, right? Baseline tal that's always going to come. And what Eliyahu was telling Achav is that's going to be here. Tal de bracha is going to go away. So the Gemara says, okay. So it did go away, meaning that there's this exceptional type of dew that wasn't there for the years of drought. So the Gemara says, okay, so now when it returned, and it did, so why doesn't Eliyahu say, and the Tal de Bracha came back? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dlo Minkor Milsa. Okay, so the Gemara's response is because it just simply wasn't observable, and it just wasn't going to impress Achav. The fact that it didn't rain, so that made an impression on Achav. The fact that the better dew actually returned didn't mean anything to him. Okay. Ella ruchos minalan. So we just established that when it comes to tal, so tal is year round. So right. So you say mashav ruchamurda tal, or right? You make a reference to tal. You could say, you cannot say it. It's not critical because it doesn't go away. And now ruach as well. Ruach is not critical. Why? Meaning the mentioning. Sorry, the mentioning of ruach is not critical because once again, it's not seasonal. There's always going to be ruach. So the lo meatzrei. The Gemara says again, same point because it doesn't stop. I'm Rav Yeshua Melevi, Dam Rakra, Kikar, Baruchas Hashemayim, Perashti Eschem, Num Hashem. Pasuk in Zechariah speaks to this idea that we're like the four winds of the heavens, right? Four winds meaning four directions. So my Kamerlu, Ilemachi, Kamerlu, Akash Baruch Li Yisrael, Dibadrina Bar, Baruchi Da'ama. Now, if the point of the Pasuk in Zechariah, look, we just cited the Pasuk, so at least let us now try to give a good shot. Maybe we're going to be spread out like the four winds. So the Gemara says, "Yachi ke'arba bi'arba mibayile." Yeah, it's not good pshat in the pasuk because it would say bi'arba, meaning that we're going to be spread out with the four winds, meaning in the direction of the four winds. But it doesn't say that. Clearly, what the pasuk in Zechariah is trying to do is create an analogy. We're analogous to the four winds. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so let's now say a better pshat in the pasuk." Elahachi kamar kishem she'yafshar la'olam below ruchos kach yafshar la'olam below Yisrael. The world cannot exist without ruchos, meaning it's just simply part of the very fabric of the world. The world needs wind, and there's an unending wind that always is going to that cause the world to run. And the same thing, the world can't operate without Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is necessary just simply for the operation of the world. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so what we've just established now is that tal doesn't stop and ruach doesn't stop, and so they're not critical. So now we've established that they're not critical. Hilkach b'yamosa chama. So if you're in the summer, so amar mashiv ruach ein machzir noso. So if the sheikh zibra says mashiv ruach, that's great, good for him. Meaning, right? In other words, the gemara's assumption is don't say it, but if he says it, that's fine. And amar morid agasha machzir noso. However, if he says Marta Gashem, so for that, we tell the Sheikh Sibar, no, it's the summer. It's not the right time for it to rain. Remember we said in yesterday's daf, rain that comes in the summer, that's a klala, that's not a bracha. And so therefore, we have him go back. B'imosek shamim now. Let's do the same thing now in the rainy season, in the winter. So lo amar mashiv ruach emachzir noso. So if you didn't say mashiv ruach again, mashiv ruach is not critical because it comes year-round. So lo amar morid gashem machzir noso, but if you don't say morid gashem in the winter, so once again we tell the shlich sibar, nu, go back and start again. V'lo od el afilo amar mavi aruach umafriya chatal e machzir noso. Now if he says mavi aruach umafriya chatal, right, mavi aruach, the wind should go away. Mafriya chatal, the dew should go away. So in machzir noso, there's no need for him to go back. So Rashi writes over here on this line, again, so even though it's a silly thing what you're saying, meaning right, the wind doesn't stop and the dew doesn't stop, and now you're adding to your tefillah that it should, but again, but because it really is not subject to our petitioning, so therefore, even though what you're saying now is actually silly, nevertheless, it doesn't require the Sheikh Sibra to go back. Okay, Tana. We learned in a brisa. So when it comes to clouds and when it comes to winds, so there's no obligation to mention it. Again, really the critical petitioning is going on the rain. However, in Balaska Maske, but if you want to mention it, that's fine. So my time and Mishum de lo Me'asre. So the Gemara says, because again, when it comes to clouds and winds, they don't stop. V'lo Me'asre V'atani Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, wait 1 second. V'asar Sashami Min Ha'avin U'min Ha'ruchos. So I'm sorry, V'asar Sashamayim. Right, that's the Pasuk. And now the Brisa tells us, Min Ha'avim U'min Ha'ruchos. Meaning, and there won't be clouds and there won't be wind. So, right, that's the... Right, the pasuk we're familiar with, that's the second paragraph of Shema. And now the Braisa is telling us is that you know what's going to stop? Atzar Shamayim. So the wind is going to stop and the clouds are going to stop. Wait 1 second. Right, we've been saying now for the last couple of minutes that wind and clouds are something that don't stop. So Atomer min avim min aruchos ein olam min amatar. So the Gemara says, first of all, how do you know that's even the right shot in the pasuk? Maybe it's a reference to rain. No, Gemara says no. Kishuamar v'lo yematar harei matar amur. No, rain's in the pasuk itself. So when it says v'atzar sashamayim, it must be talking about something additional to rain. So hamani mekayim v'atzar sashamayim menavim menaruchos. Okay, so therefore the Braisa comes to the conclusion that you know what also is going to stop if we are non-compliant. So in addition to the rain, it's also going to be a stoppage of clouds and a stoppage of wind. And the Gemara is obviously bothered. Wind and clouds don't stop. So kasha ruchas or ruchas kasha avim avim. So the Gemara says avim avim lo kasha. So as far as clouds are concerned, so we are going to divide the cloud formation. Habacharfe habaafle depends on what kinds of clouds we're talking about. So Rashi writes becharfe avim bechiros, the early clouds, says Rashi. Habaim lufnei amatar. So ena suros, those clouds that come before the rain. So ena suros, they just simply don't stop. Okay, so. Again, you're not speaking to the right person, but basically there is a cloud formation that doesn't produce any rain, doesn't manufacture any rain. Okay, the early morning clouds, right? I'm not saying this scientifically. I'm just simply saying that when I wake up in the morning, so there are clouds that are in the sky every morning. Okay, I understand. This is not the climate in every part of the world, but and those clouds are just they're nice. They look nice over there, but they're not producing anything. And Afle, Rashi writes over here, and as far as the later clouds are concerned, Habaos Mechaos La'achar Amata, Deshnios Lamata Hein. So basically they are Shnios Lamata, right? Shnios over here, meaning like they have the same kind of effect as the rain itself. Not in terms of they're not going to produce precipitation, but they are as advantageous, I say as, they are almost as advantageous as the rain itself. They're Shnios. Meaning second-level rain, if you will. In other words, again, in ways which I'm not able to articulate, they're really helpful, they're really productive. Could be. I'm open to suggestions. I don't... Could be. It could be. Right. The Aphelos over here, certainly Rashi's understanding, it just simply means it comes after. Right? The Torah uses such a descriptive term. But you're right also. Afel also means dark as well. Okay, anyway. Either way, so the so good. So it's a reference to the to the clouds which are beneficial. Good. So basically, there's a formation of clouds that don't stop, but also they're totally ineffective, meaning they don't do anything. So that's something that doesn't stop. The Pasuk in Shema that talks about a stoppage of the clouds, that's talking about the clouds that have some sort of benefit are shnios lamatar. They're like secondary to rain. And then ruchas, ruchas, lokashi, abaruch mitsuya, abaruch shena mitsuya. So the Gemara says, now as far as ruch is concerned, so if we're talking about regular wind, so that's something that doesn't stop. Ruch shena mitsuya. So the Gemara says it comes and goes. Ruch shena mitsuya, chazil abedari. So efshar ben avasa, the Gemara says, now as far as ruch shena mitsuya, so it's good. What is it good for? Beidari. Rashi describes goren, meaning the granary. What happens is it blows things around, right? Takes the chaff, blows the chaff away, like it's a really good kind of wind to hand. The Gemara says efshar ben avasa, but the Gemara says, but what we can do is that we can manufacture that kind of wind. So although, despite the fact that it's really helpful and it's productive, but it's something that we can manufacture also on our own. But that's the kind of wind which comes and goes. Masha ein kein, the standard wind doesn't stop. Okay, and this is where we're going to stop. Okay, let's quickly recap our daf today. Tomorrow, we'll press on a little bit with a little bit more of element talk. But a quick recap of today's daf. First half of today's daf, right up until the midpoint of Gimel Amud Aleph, a continuation of this discussion of when do we start Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem. And basically, at the end, we collected a number of positions amongst the Tanaim in terms of when is the proper time to start Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem. Included in that also another machlokus in terms of when is the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. And assuming that the two are correlated one with the other, so then there may be an assortment of positions of when we begin, and that correlates to the when exactly Nisuch HaMayim is done. On the other hand, as the Gemara pointed out, you could also maintain Nisuch HaMayim is a perfect example of Halacha Moshe Sinai, not based on any psukim whatsoever, no remez, no ramazim, it's just simply Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Gemara ascribes that to the Shita Rabbi Yoshua, and once we're there, once we hit that position, so then Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem can become a totally separate entity from that of Nisuch HaMayim, which is basically the Gemara's conclusion. Gemara on the halfway down the Amud Beis so noted that there seems to be another opinion as well, and the Gemara identified that's really Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira, right? Rabbi Yehuda a couple times was quoting this ben Beseira. He was quoting Rabbi Yehoshua. We couldn't match him to any of the previous opinions. So the Gemara says, "Oh, okay, good." So it's even another opinion. So as an epilogue to the whole discussion, we're introduced to even another opinion that of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira. And then for the balance of today's daf. So we spoke a little bit more about the weather, right? Let's talk about the weather. So, and that's what we did for the second half of today's daf. We spoke this morning about tal and ruchos, when it comes to dew and when it comes to wind. So those are things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu built as part of the fabric of creation. And there's always going to be dew and there's always going to be wind. And therefore, the Sheikh Sibor, if he wants to make a reference to dew, good for him. If he wants to leave it out, that's also fine. And same thing with ruch as well. They're not critical in either side. Meaning in a time where you should be saying it, meaning when we start Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem. So if you fail to say Ruach, okay, because Ruach is going to be there with or without your petitioning. And Tal, meaning in the wintertime, obviously we don't want Tal, we want Geshem. But in the summertime where we want Tal, but it's not critical part of our davening because it's always going to be there. Gemara went through over the course of the remainder of today's daf, various psukim that speak to this idea that Tal is always going to be there. We saw with Eliyahu and Achav in Sefer Malachim this idea that Tal is going to be there. We did make a small distinction between different types of dew, standard dew versus a stronger, more qualitative dew. Okay, and on the Amud Beis today, we talked about the essentiality of saying Geshem versus not saying Geshem, the saying Tal versus not saying Tal, saying Ruach versus not saying Ruach. Okay, and that's good. That was our daf for today.